1-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-
Deterrence Studies, where we are advancing peace, promoting stability, and helping you to think deterrence. Each week, we inform you about a deterrence topic and its value in preserving peace. We hope you enjoy this show.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of NIDS Knowledge, a weekly show by the National Institute for Deterrence Studies, where we are advancing peace, promoting stability, and helping you to think deterrence. I'm your host for today, Dr. Justin Jacobson. I'm a fellow here at NIDS, and I will be presenting to you an important part of our nation's nuclear deterrent, nuclear weapons security. The views expressed are those of the author and do not reflect official guidance or position of the United States government, the Department of Defense, the United States Air Force, or the United States Space Force. Nuclear weapons security programs between the Department of Energy and the DoD are very similar in many aspects. However, today I will be discussing the DoD side of nuclear weapons security, as some of the tactics, techniques, procedures, and nuclear weapons security guidance are classified. The information discussed here is derived solely from unclassified open sources like the 2020 Nuclear Matters Handbook, and we will only discuss the overall concept of the DoD Nuclear Weapons Security Program. Because of their unique characteristics, political importance, and national significance, nuclear weapons demand the highest standards of security. Presidential directives set these security standards, which are employed through interrelated and integrated capabilities, principles, and practices. Nuclear weapons security brings together technology, both active and passive physical security measures, security forces, personal reliability and assurance standards, and tactics, techniques, and procedures into a security concept that provides a defense in depth framework. Military departments are responsible for providing appropriate levels of security for all nuclear weapons within their custody. To ensure the appropriate level of security, military departments must meet the objectives of the DoD Nuclear Weapons Security Standard, which is outlined in the DoD Nuclear Weapons Security Guidance. This standard states that the military departments must deny unauthorized access to nuclear weapons and prevent the loss of custody, unauthorized detonation, and to the maximum extent possible, radiological contamination and damage of nuclear weapons. The second half of the standard states that should unauthorized access to nuclear weapons be gained, the military department will take any and all actions necessary to regain control of the nuclear weapon. To support the nuclear weapons security standard, a defense in depth framework is planned, starting from the nuclear weapon itself and moves outward to the perimeter or boundary of the facility or site containing the nuclear weapon while employing various security capabilities along the way. These security capabilities together are typically referred to as the 5 Ds of nuclear security. The capabilities themselves may fall within one or more of the Ds. The 5 Ds of nuclear weapon security are deter, detect, delay, deny, and defeat. Remember, the overall objective of nuclear weapon security is to prevent unauthorized access to nuclear weapons. This goes for potential outside enemy threats and insider threats. Now the 5 Ds. The first D of nuclear weapon security is deter. Deterrence is the overall goal of the security system and is achieved through the robust application of detection, delay, denial, and defeat capabilities, which, remember, are the other Ds of nuclear weapon security. The very nature of the established physical security system and the dedicated security force can visibly discourage an adversary's actions. This concept is not much different than our nation taking certain actions to deter our adversaries from attacking us. The second D of nuclear weapon security is detection. Detection should occur as far away as possible from the nuclear weapon. Detection is achieved through established entry control procedures, vigilant security patrolling, and security sensors and assessment technologies. Additionally, the local community, local law enforcement, and the intelligence community can be a great addition to ensuring a full spectrum detection capability is achieved. The next D of nuclear weapon security is delay. The path and time it takes an adversary to reach a nuclear weapon is mitigated by the use of physical security features and security force response. Physical security features can include fences, barriers, locks, blast doors, or security doors, sometimes on a delay, thick concrete walls, and security forces personnel. The combination of physical security features and security forces should slow the advance of the adversary to enable security forces additional time to engage and defeat the enemy. The fourth D of nuclear weapons security is deny. Denial utilizes a combination of security force tactics, technology, physical security infrastructure, and information that denies an adversary from gaining an advantage over the security force or unauthorized access to a nuclear weapon. The final and fifth D of nuclear weapons security that supports the nuclear weapons security standard is defeat. If denial fails, security forces and the security system in place must defeat the adversary and regain control of the nuclear weapon immediately should unauthorized access be gained by utilizing tactics, techniques, and the overwhelming application of force, consistent with established use of force rules. Well, that's it. Short and sweet. There is much more that goes into nuclear weapons security to support the nuclear weapons security standard, but we will stick with the 5 Ds of nuclear weapons security for today. Now you know the overall concept of nuclear weapons security. The airmen who are charged with securing our nation's nuclear weapons take their jobs very seriously, and only the finest, most trustworthy are assigned to this mission. They go through months of rigorous training and are often assigned duties in the harshest of environmental conditions. I am proud of these airmen, and I hope you, the listener, will sleep well at night, knowing our nuclear weapons are safe and sound.
Thank you for listening to NIDS Knowledge. This show is produced under the NIDS Podcasting Network, a division of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. NIDS is a 501c3 organization dependent upon donations to provide this podcast and bring about awareness of the peacekeeping value of U.S. strength and our national deterrence. You can catch all of our podcasts or provide feedback at thinkdeterrence.com. I would like to thank our producer, Kimberly Charrington, our sponsors, and all the fantastic members of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies for making this podcast possible. Stay tuned next week for another exciting and informative NIDS Knowledge.
A production of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies.